I'm the president of the Model UN Conference in my college. I always have interest in the student leadership and United Nations, and we hope to make an impact around the world.
You say that you are involved with students in your university. What type of activities are you engaged in?
Mostly in school, we organize projects that benefit our communities. We meet every week on Wednesday. The name of my club is the Model United Nations Club. We talk much about every country, things going on around the world, and everything comes down to the baseline that what we could do to have impact in our community.
Are young people in Ghana aware of what the UN does around the world?
This is a great question. This is a challenge now. Ghana, as we keep evolving, not too much people who knows about the work of the United Nations. And I think it is the high times, and it is our time now to learn much about what goes on in the United Nations.
What are you getting from this workshop?
This workshop has been really insightful, and we have been learning a lot. Recently, we have been doing Model UN simulation, and it looks like the simulation that we do in our university level doesn't really reflect what goes on in the United Nations. So when we came to this workshop, it has given us the opportunity to learn what really goes on in the United Nations, so we could make some changes of our current version of the Model UN simulations in our universities.
Give me an example. What is it that you think you are not doing as you are supposed to do?
If we look at our current Model UN simulation, we have been using rules of parliament, like point of order, point of personal privilege, point of information. But when you come to the United Nations level, we have only one point of order, in which every member state is considered as autonomous, and every member state has one vote, and every member state could also voice their opinion without being seconded by somebody. And also, always United Nations level, they encourage consensus building rather than what we have been doing recently in our Model UN simulation, which we always depend by voting.
So you say that in your Model UN, you've been following this procedure of relying on the majority?
Yes, we have been following the procedure of the majority level, which shouldn't be the case. By United Nations level, the higher percentage of decision which is being taken has been on consensus basis.
How important is the role of the United Nations in Africa?
One thing is that United Nations has been getting involved much in humanitarian issues, helping countries. We all know that Africa is now developing and we are lacking behind, and we hope to get better. And United Nations have been playing a larger role in this.